Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Suze Max.
I'm Dooley.
I'm Tila.
Joining us once again from the illustrious...
Really? Come on, man.
Wow. Carbuncle server.
There you go.
I'm here.
He was just on the server a couple months ago. Did we really already forget the name?
Oh, boy. Sayo Mayo joining us once
Hello.
Again.
Hello, Sayo.
Good to have you back again.
Nice to be here.
Tour number 3 on Pet Food Alpha.
He, helped you, get COP wrapped up.
I couldn't think of the server for some reason. I'm like,
you just totally
incoming blank. You ever get that? Where you're like,
mm-mm.
No, really?
Never.
Needs ginkgo then or something. needs more ginkgo. All right. Well, welcome back. Good to have you on the show. Chin could not be with us this week. She's MIA. So not really sure where she's at, but. In any event, we'll catch up with her next week. Alright, Play Online news for this week. First on the list, we have the Mog Bonanza imminent.
I always wonder why they do this post, because it's like, we know.
Yeah, it's like...
You told us already. They're like reminding us.
On the hopes and dreams of this event, you don't have to remind us. We're waiting. We've already made
hey guys, Mog Bonanza coming in a little over a month. Okay, sweet. Hey guys,
it's imminent.
We're well aware that we have to spend 20k to lose 10 inventory spaces and get maybe a statue, if that.
And that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. So Mog Bonanza,
I'm setting my sights high on that rank 2 statue, or the rank, what is it, 4? The Odin one.
Yeah. I think,
something like that.
Yeah.
You already have
Alexander.
I have Alexander. Alexander was ranked 5. Odin's ranked 4 for some reason.
That's
slightly cooler, I guess, than all the other statues.
So, yeah. We've already talked about this a couple weeks ago. What, 3 shows ago? 4 shows ago?
Something like that.
But now it's a little bit more imminent than it was last time.
Okay. Yeah, it's not as far away. It's still not here yet.
Sunday, May 16th.
It's coming.
Sunday, May 16th.
And you know what?
That
falls right on the anniversary. Yep.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, and you know what? We haven't even talked about this. You know, we'll get to it in a little bit, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty. Next on the agenda, we've got, there's this nifty little video that commemorates the 8th anniversary CD that's coming out. It's pretty cool. Check it out.
Corn helped do some translation work on it. So you can see what everything says, because it's in English now. Check that out. The Memories of Dusk and Dawn 8th anniversary CD. That's coming out on May 12th?
Yeah.
Yes. May 12th.
While I appreciate the commemoration for the 8th anniversary CD, I already have all these songs on iTunes from all the previous CDs that I've purchased.
But now you can get them where the cover art is a cake.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, why not buy it again?
That's true.
But of course, there are no word yet for.
Is that a real cake?
Yes.
Yes, it's a real cake.
And actually, if you go on to the creator's blog, they actually ate that cake.
It looks like a delicious cake.
That they had eaten that cake and only the Taru was left standing.
It looks used to fatten up your princess.
Our cake! It looks like a delicious
cake. A little skin.
With lots of fruit. Lots of fruit on that cake.
Yeah, but anyway.
Good times.
No word yet on any release dates outside of Japan. I would assume that this will probably hit iTunes, though. I mean, this stuff usually does. So keep an eye out for that. There was also a special message posted by Hiromichi Tanaka on the same CD site. talking about how people got to vote for their favorite songs and stuff like that. He likes to think of Vanadil as a virtual world that makes the real world a little nicer, a little richer.
A little richer.
Sure. And he likes to think that the music reaches the ears of players in Vanadil to be music that makes the real world a little richer to you. So,
Final Fantasy XI, 8th Anniversary, Memories of Dusk and Dawn will hit shelves in Japan this week. So keep a lookout for that. Good times. Next on the list, we have He Says, She Says forums receive a visual upgrade.
Yeah, there's been some movement over there. We know after their 1 year show came out, that the show had gone on hiatus for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's something going on over there.
When was their last show?
It was around January, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Tamtu said, to those that wonder if this has anything to do with the actual show, maybe. So there you go.
Is that a hint?
I'm assuming so. I mean, he kind of
It's maybe a hint.
There's like 10 A's in that maybe. So.
Maybe.
And he has a little smiley face. So I'm guessing that we'll see something more coming pretty soon for
he says.
Yeah, that thing.
Cool. That's under community news, obviously. PFA news! Favorite moments! Last week we mentioned that for the 4 year anniversary, we're going to put together a little compilation of favorite clips that will be decided by you, the listener. So, on our little front page there, we got a little post that you can use to put your favorite moments out there. Funniest clip, most random clip, bunch of people already commenting.
Coolest Fusion X joke, maybe, right?
Coolest Fusion X joke.
There's been a couple. I mean,
there have been a couple little.
There's been good ones.
There have been a couple little biscuits out there that Fusion put out there. It's good stuff. The only thing that I need to add to that is if you know what your clip is, please try to put the episode number and the time. The time that the clip happened in the episode. That would be very helpful in going back and, because someone says, hey, put Burger Sandwich.
I remember exactly what episode that episode that was. I can just pull that right up.
Well, Burger Sandwich is not a good example because I know where that came from because I've had to dig for that a couple times, but, Yeah. Where you're like, scholars draws! It's like, okay, refresh my memory, tell me what episode that was, where in the episode that was, and that will make things a lot easier. And chances are, if you have that information, your clip is more likely to be in the compilation.
I wish I could remember the episode. It was the one where Chin fell asleep and got gagged by her headset cord. It's because it was funny because she fell asleep and you hear this and she's like, oh, what time is it? Are we still recording?
It was a few weeks ago, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Seems like it was a few weeks ago.
I'm looking at some of the suggestions here and I'm kind of excited to put this together because it's so funny. Good stuff. All right.
One more bit for PFA news that I forgot to actually put on our notes here. We did some talking, and Steak was actually gone yesterday, so he may not know about it. We're doing a live show again next week.
I did know about that. I pay attention to the Twitter. I follow the Twitter, so I'm well-versed. I'm well-versed.
Great. When should we do that?
Next week? Next...
Should we do it like Saturday, Sunday? Friday? I don't know.
We could do it Saturday if you want. That'd be fine. Be fine with me.
9 Eastern.
Do it.
All right.
9 Eastern. 9 Eastern is next Saturday. Next Saturday. That is the 15th. Saturday the 15th at 9 p.m. Eastern, we will have a live PFA show. Bam, done. Scheduled.
All right.
Cool.
There you go.
So we'll look forward to that next week. And we'll have more Little Big Planet news, so we'll be better people for it.
Absolutely. We get that tomorrow.
I know. I'm so excited about it.
I'm excited.
It's gonna come out. It's gonna be lame, and we're all gonna be like, ah.
So out of like left field, they're like, "All right, live show, Little Big what?"
Yeah, that's how we do.
Switch over to like a totally off-topic thing.
That is how we do.
You didn't even transition it. You're just like live show, and boom.
Saturday's not good for Dooley.
Uh oh.
Uh oh, wedding.
Getting married.
Wow.
A wedding.
Come back quiet.
Maybe we won't do it on Saturday.
Well, we could do it on Sunday, right?
On Sunday or Friday?
Friday, Chin wouldn't be able to come.
Hell no, not on a Friday. I go out.
All right.
Oh, snap! Tila's like, we're not doing it on Saturday. I go out.
Tila's putting Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, that's when I
just like, that's when I go out and shake my booty.
It is. Although I'd probably be home when you start recording.
I gotta say, though, it's much funnier when Steak says that.
What?
Shake my booty.
Yeah, well, you know. It's because I like to shake my booty.
It just puts weird images in my head. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Alright, so Sunday, the 16th, 9 p.m. Eastern, live show.
There it is. Okay. Sunday.
And that'll fall right on the anniversary, so there you go.
Yeah. There you go. Awesome. Okay, player achievement, Fusion X will,
the French accent there.
Yeah, achievements. Would you, be so kind as to, go over those?
I suppose I could.
Awesome.
Earth Digger defeated Odin and formed a pact with him.
Nice.
What was the, I wonder what the pact was.
I don't know, I'm kind of wondering, like,
It's like, alright, I'll follow you around. But it's gonna cost you sandwiches.
I see that astral flow Odin pops up. I need my sandwich.
Alright, where's my sandwich?
Bought a.
You need to remove.
Don't even. You're editing, so I mean, that's all you. If you wanna continue that or not.
Remove the poo.
There you go. Alright.
I don't need to edit that. Continue.
He did. He also got a Lex Talionis for a campaign. Reached rank 9 for Sandoria. Completed the Scholar AF1 quest, even though I can't use the scroll yet. And last but not least, passed the first of two interviews. Then he's going to need to get a new job.
Awesome.
Data testing.
Oh, cool.
Polish tamales. Stepped out of the rain into a warm welcome of new and old friends. Working on all sub-jobs to 49, only 6 more to go. Go Easter on parties. He's on Barbie now.
Is he? Nice.
I kind of need to get some
stuff. Wait, I knew that. No, wait. Yeah, I knew that.
You sure?
I did. I got confused.
That happens easily with you, doesn't it?
It sometimes does, yeah. On certain days.
Pamplemousse dinged 65 monk and liked it so much that they decided to ding it again that very same day. I'm gonna assume
what?
I mean 66.
D-level and then yeah. Got it again?
Leveled... maybe.
I think it was a D-level.
Who knows?
Who can say?
Not me. Revant got Paladin to 65. Another 65 this week. It's kinda weird. Attained the Black Mage Heroic Boots. And the generous vendor gave me 13k gil for my +3/-3 int jet pants. Woot, spent 200k to buy new ones. Yeah, that's why I don't want them stuff. Iden, finished Trial of the Magic Stage 2 for Gugner for an awesome +7 damage for my relic. That's like 107 base damage for that. That's pretty sweet.
What?
That is pretty nice.
I wouldn't mind having one of those. Now helping my wife's white mage do the 15% cure potency save. Having done the former, after finishing 3 stages on our staff, the other magic quest these other magic quests are a complete joke. Anyone who calls these tedious needs to take their head out of their rear, we'll say, and just get to work. Invincible Moron got an allied ring. Says, the question is, do I use it for merits or save it to get up to 80? I say merits now, get another one for up to 80.
Yeah, would be a good idea.
Absolutely. Toboe, level ninja from 42 to 45 in Mamba Maze Monitors. Got some event furnishing. Got the Samurai Relic Head. Beat Odin Prime for a third time to get the Ear Pendant. Changed from Witty to Sandy for a campaign. And bought the Fox Earring for Corsair. Killed Maw Genbu, Soryu and Suzaki with Dynamis Shell. And plagued Dynamis Winders to get people visiting access. Flow Drop did the Fiat Luck VC and got a Nightfall and a Nocturnus Helm.
What? That's awesome.
That ain't not bad. Also beat the VC with only 4 people.
Was a
fight, and everyone should do it. Ding, level 75 Thief, and finish Skatey Feet. That's a good week.
That is like, a very good week.
There's like good weeks, and then there's that week right there. Simona's got some more blue spells. Got Denali Feet, Allied Ring again here. Also, Wamora's gonna die in a fire. I agree. I hate Wamora's.
Who's gonna die in a fire?
I like Wamora's.
I'm a fan of Wamora's.
Oh, all those.
And lastly, Tamar Samar got Blue Mage to 21, and last year's Anniversary Ring burnt out. About time.
Yeah, I know, because we're gonna get other ones, like, next week, right?
Not next week, but June update around then, I would assume.
You think?
No.
You usually give it like during the actual anniversary.
You know, yeah. Stuff. You know what it is? I was thinking because events usually with the updates for new stuff, but it's not new stuff. Well, no, that's not true. They're right. Well, no, that body piece because there's that body piece they introduced at Vanifest for the 8th anniversary, but that's already in the bat. So yeah, we'll probably be hearing something about that sometime this week. Hopefully, some new update news coming shortly. We need to.
Yeah,
we need to
start. I bet you tomorrow. I bet you they'll have a post tomorrow.
Tomorrow will be for the anniversary.
Yeah.
And maybe later in the week we'll get something about Abyssia, or no, we'll get the stupid little like, ooh, you know, version update coming, and we'll get like a picture that looks like it's hinting at stuff, but in reality has nothing to actually do with anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's this guy and he's doing this. Which, that clearly, this means, it's like, I remember when, a couple updates ago, they had, like, in their little teaser image, they had, like, the little Tarus, each with, like, a different color cloak, like, the black, the red, and the white, with the, I think they had, like, bells or something. And everyone's like, oh, new mage updates! No, new bell commands, sorry. Nice try.
Bell commands. Oh, we haven't gotten new bell commands in a minute here.
You don't need them, ever.
Like when people posted online, like how to do certain songs with the bells.
It's awful. The only people that cared about those bell commands are the people that made the videos that you see on YouTube of people using.
Yeah.
Everyone else just is like, eh.
Eh. Okay. Is that it?
That is it.
Wow.
Japans.
We're moving right along here, aren't we?
This Chin's not here to stall us.
No, oh, come on, we've done episodes without Jin before that have
by
been
now,
excess
though,
of 2 hours.
But by now, though, like, she would have threatened us like 27 times or something, you know.
Yeah.
Threatened so me. You're slacking, you're supposed to be, you know, picking up the slack here, man. Well.
Say.
I'll say it.
Stall.
I'll say what he needs to do is just kind of lean in the mic and be like,
Tallyhawk! Think about that.
I saw a guy named Silverhawk the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
His awesome. Name was Silverhawk?
Yeah.
Oh, in the game?
No, in real life.
For a second, I thought you meant in real life.
Oh. He's like, no way, let me see your ID.
Dad, you wanna...
Wow, your name is Silverhawk Jones, that's awesome.
I can play the music from Harry Potter. Oh, the movie? No, the book. Next Fan Fest, I totally want to make a hat and like get some cardboard or some poster board and stuff and have it so my name is like attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
little link shell thing next to it. That'd be sweet. Everyone's like looking at me, like during the, like if they do another open bar or something at FanFest, they're like looking at me, they're rubbing their eyes, they're like, am I seeing things? Yeah. His name's above his head. I think I'm playing the game a little too much. Like, nope, just a hat.
Sweet. You already have the Raffle Derg hat, so you're good.
I'll modify it.
There you go.
I'll do some Magian trials with it, and I'll get my name like attached to the top of it. I'll probably have to go and kill like a couple hundred rabbits though to do that. Time to get my BB gun out.
Nice. All right.
I'm gonna go kill hundreds of rabbits. Nice. I just want you to
make sure you use every part of the animal.
Yeah.
Am I a Native American now?
No.
Okay.
Okay, good job, guys. Good job. that'll bring us into our end game. As always, we start with our guest. Sayo, what have you been up to recently?
Stuff, man. I think it was Sunday we did the Odin.
Yep.
So Fusion got his Valkork, that was nice.
True, I did.
Let's see. If I remember what we did Monday, it must not have been important. Tuesday we did more Dynamis Windy. I think we're almost done with that.
You guys are going for Relic, right?
Yeah, we got a person maybe, I think, 6,500 out of 70, T White Shells left.
Nice.
Into it, rather, so we only have, like, 500 left. So we should be done with that soon. Also, I've been doing a lot of summoner burning this week. I've gotten probably at least 13 merits.
The summoner burning is awesome.
It is.
It's so much fun.
Huge shout out to Azrael for helping me cap, lullaby merits and, minuet merits on Bard.
If you guys ever, have an empty spot, you know where to find me.
Man, what do you do? Do you help them pull or are you part of the summoners?
Basically, I just set the party up for him. I get him two other summoners, and I go down there, and he pulls for me.
Okay.
Yeah, he's crazy. There's like if there's something in the zone that moves, he finds it.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Fun times.
And I've been doing more salvage. No drops this week. I think we did an SSR that dropped nothing. A Battlefield dropped nothing. Yeah, well, we were going to try for a floor 4 rampart on a bath last night, but that just didn't happen because of weather.
Mm. Yeah, that can be...
Or nothing. I think Lumi got Marduk hands 25, but that's not really even worth talking about. She didn't really want them.
You already talked about it, though, so, I mean...
Too late now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we just did another Arapago run in tonight. Tried to get my Morgan 35 body, but that ain't happening either.
Ouch.
Yeah, that stinks. That's too bad. Anything else?
Not too much else, no.
Okay.
Just finishing up the Arapago run here.
Sweet, so when you get your Morgan body piece, what's that going to cost to get that?
More money than God has.
It costs about 11 million on Carby, I think, at the moment, to fully upgrade a salvage piece, or salvage body.
Yikes.
And, of course, that's 24 Chroma Ores is 12 Imperial Boots and Gods. I have 16 out of 24 ready. Okay.
That's so crazy.
So I'm just waiting for the thing to drop, because I can do some ISNM to get the last 8.
Mm-hmm. And I cannot wait for them to, like, come out with the armor Magian quest and be like, hey, you want to upgrade your salvage bodies? Cool, you need to trade us, like, a stack of Wood Zingots.
Didn't I already do this? Yeah, too bad.
So you'd like to upgrade this piece that you spent 11 million gil on? Cool. Throw another, like, you know, 11 million gil at it. We'll add, like, 2 defense and, like, 1 strength. Enjoy.
They should make it so that...
You laugh, but you know that that happening is very possible.
They should make it...
Any ideas.
They should make it so that salvage pieces level with you to 99.
That'd be nice, because you already put so much time and effort and money and...
So, like, the stats just keep increasing as you level up.
Yeah, I mean, now building up a weapon, that's something else. But being able to use, you know, your same armor and have it be good, I don't know. We'll see what they do.
Yeah. All right, Dooley, how about you, man?
Man, what did I do this week? Stop running together after a while.
Been making money, you said.
I have been making a lot of money. I've been spending BCs and kindreds.
That's good stuff, man. I like doing that.
Do kindred seal and BCs to get Jess the rest of her stuff for her brown belt. So we tried to do the Eye of the Tiger for the Newfang, and that thing is a pain in the butt.
I hate that song.
I was just thinking that in my head.
My high school mascot, we were the Tigers, so every Friday at the end of the day, they were playing that song. Every Friday for 4 years, I had to deal with that song. I hated it. I absolutely hated it.
Oh, did she get a brown belt?
Yeah, it was the freaking Green Devils. We were devils.
Well, we were Tigers, too.
Word.
Nice Tigers, I tell you. We those did, Tigers are cool. We ended up getting the tentacle or vine or whatever it is from the
more vulgar,
contaminated Colosseum.
Oh, you did the BC.
Yeah, we already. Yeah, it's easy to summon or burn. We already had the dodo skin because for some reason way back, like we were just running through the zone and dummy dodo or whatever was up and we killed it.
Nice.
But she kept it because she didn't decide to level monk past 66 till recently.
I would have probably done that too. It's like one of those sayings. You're like, just in case.
Yeah, hang on to it.
I still have a worm beard sitting in my mug safe, just in case.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Dude, don't keep it in storage, man. Put it on.
We did eventually get the new fang from New himself, because we haven't beat the Storm BC. Mm-hmm. And now ready to start the Black Belt quest. Already have the Worm Beard. It was like a free drop on Carby from Chaos and M's. Apparently, while I've been gone, I came back, and I'm like, so how hard is it to get the egg down? People's like, oh, it's like... You know, ever since Pandemonium merged, it's like an auction house out there. People will kill the turtle, and they'll be like bidding out there. Last egg went for like 10 mil or something like that.
Oh, what?
Oh.
That's crazy.
That's nuts, man.
That what? Is nuts. You should just Chaos 99 it.
I don't like that Chaos 99. I think that one's harder than the worm.
Is it? I've only done it once.
I've never done the turtle one.
Lol, turtle.
Am I not turtly enough for the turtle club? turtle. Listen,
oh, well, good luck with that.
He's draining all of our funds to make money, and it's been going pretty well. Let's see, other than that, did a few dynamis. Still can't get my thief hands to drop. We ended up getting a couple of dancer pants, so both Gwenny and Jasper got those.
That's a good piece.
I ended up getting some in her hands from the stock, so that's good. Helped some buddies with Nizel. I don't really need anything from Nizel anymore. I did get my Werebuster.
Nice, man.
I got my White Mage to 70. Been campaigning, trying to catch up on medals because people have been doing fight lux, and I've been seeing more and more people run around with Nocturnus and Nightfalls and whatnot. So jealous.
Yeah, I would love to get that body.
All of it, man.
Yeah.
The body and the head for tanking.
Pretty good, yeah. Well, yeah, especially for tanking, yeah.
Sweet. Anything else?
Damn it. Gear for White Mage. That's about it.
Cool. Teela, how about you?
Oh, not much. I've been poorly for like the past week and a half, so I've just been... I was online like yesterday and the day before, and I did some just sub-job leveling, really. I got my scholar up to 40, so I'm going to take that to 50, I think. And I've got to get my warrior to 50, and that's like 44, so it's nearly done. But I've been running around quipping with my mom and just like level syncing and doing that, because it's nice and like easy, and yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
I sound so enthusiastic, don't I?
What about your mom?
Oh, she's got Red Mage 72. She finished her, like, she made a polearm for Dragoon, which was like, oh, what did she put on it? The thing that I think it impairs evasion or one of those stats where it does something to the, to the monster. But I don't think it was as good as the Lassocrat that she already had.
Yeah.
I don't really know much about Dragoon weapons.
The Lassocrat is a good weapon.
That's what she was using. But no, she originally started making the one that was going to go for, like, double attack, till she realized that if you don't do, like, the NM route, you lose, like, base damage, don't you, on it at the
end
of it.
Yeah, you lose quite a bit.
And it was, like, just not worth it. So she kind of packed that one in halfway through and just decided to, like, pick a different one to do. So I think she liked, you know, just doing it, going around and killing the stuff and doing it. So, yeah, her weapon that she got, it looked pretty good. But I think her Thralassocrat was better, so she still kept it. I told her not to sell it, so she's going to keep it. But I'm just wondering, like, when they put the level thingy up, are they going to let people add to them again, do you think?
Yeah. They're going to be adding more.
Yeah, they've mentioned that.
Quests for that.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I still need to finish my weapon for that. Still got a 7 for that for Thandi Eyes that I need for my dagger.
I started a dancer one a couple of weeks ago before I got like my tonsillitis and flu, and I was going to do the accuracy 8 dex 4 dagger one. So I'm like halfway through that, but then I kind of stopped, so I'll probably like carry on with that next week and try and get that finished. Because they don't seem too bad, you know, you get the end result regardless. You don't like lose out on anything, whereas doing the double attack one, it just seems pointless if you're not going to do VNM.
Yeah.
To bother, really.
Well, and, you know, once we get word of, you know, some of the new trials that are coming out with the update, we'll be able to see, you know, maybe they'll add something else to that, you know, ranch or whatever that'll make it a little more desirable or something, but we'll see.
Yeah. Oh, I did four Nizzle Owl runs on Thursday night. We did four body runs. I don't need anything now because I've finished it all, but I'm doing it for, like, my static group because we farm, like, every Thursday. We did four runs of 80 and got nothing on any run.
That sucks.
Yeah, two of them were really hard. Like, we had Family of Five Puddings, Family of Five Chariots, like, the chariot
Yikes.
Leader, five Yikes. Lands. We were getting there with, like, 3 minutes to go. We burned down the boss. You get, like, a Werebuster. And then we'd get, like, some Puppet Master Claws. Just absolutely nothing dropped in four runs. It's just, it's a bit... Ooh.
Yeah, that sucks.
She just, like, did a backflip into the call.
Whoa.
Maybe I did.
Oh, my God.
Yo, it's Chin. Let's... Did you just hear
it? I'm here.
You just hear like Chinchilla. Hey, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Welcome back. She wasn't even here.
Well, she was here last week.
Oh yeah.
And I'm Chinchilla.
Anything else, Teela?
Nah, that was it. Just
all right. How about you, Chin?
And there's got to be a whole bunch of lag on her, and she just introduced herself. When did we start this show?
Better late than never.
Word.
Right?
I fell asleep.
Oh, word.
That happens.
I don't blame you. I'm tired. What you been doing in game, Chin?
I'm gonna slap a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing much.
Nothing much.
Yeah, I've been. I had a long work week, so.
Yeah.
We did a Zark last night. That was pretty cool. Nice. I don't know if we got any AF, but we definitely got a Shadow Ring.
We got Zar his city fans.
Oh yeah, TH4. Nice. That's like all I did, so.
Okay. Fusion, how about you, man?
What did I do this week? Did a campaign, got my Dawnlight medal, I think it is, so I just got my next upgrade will be Medal of Altana. It's kind of weird, like, we, you know, the Conquest Tally or whatever came around today, and we had Bucidine and Zarkabard. We lost Bucidine and Zarkabard, but we gained the keep. We didn't get the Baileys, but we got the keep. I'm not quite sure how that worked out. It's like they go into the castle. It's like, all right, guys, we're in here. Let's start taking this. No. We don't really want the Baileys. Let's go for the keep. Let's go.
We lost the castle, but we kept the keep.
I think
it must be like easier to fight in the keep than in the castle or something. I don't know.
Maybe. I have no idea. It's just weird because it's like just right smack dab in the middle. Like, it's a pain in the butt to get out there. I don't know why Baileys wasn't taken and instead of the keep, but whatever.
I still haven't even been out there yet.
I've been doing just like Bucidine and Zarkabard. I haven't actually done any battles in Castle's Wall. I've tried to go up Castle's Wall. I'm on that last Wings of the Goddess mission where there's like you do the fight up there in the throne room. And I couldn't even get up there because there's, when you get into the keep, they got those, you know, the doors on either side that you have to go, you know, go through the doors and you go upstairs and come back out through the doors and go, then you go down towards the teleporters. Well, yeah. They have sight mobs in there now.
I mean, oh,
well, they did before. They wouldn't do anything if you were 75, but yeah. So it's like, there's no way you're getting up there unless you have like a party to kill stuff on the way.
They aren't true sight, are they?
Not true sight. I tried going up there on Dancer and it was a nightmare. But that. What else they do? I probably put a merit into something. I mean, I don't know.
There might have been a merit and I might have put it into something.
No, I'm sitting at 4 merits right now. I gotta put a merit in. I gotta get another merit and then I can put those into something. And found out a couple guys in the Link Shell have synergy level. Did not know that. So that's cool. Otherwise I probably could have had my Sarissa made quite a while ago. People need to learn how to post on the forums for the craft skills. That's about it, I guess.
Alright, as for me...
And Polish Tamales came over, so that was cool.
Oh, yeah, nice. I was not feeling well on Monday, so I skipped my Enerjar run. Tuesday, I got online to do Limbus, because we were going to do an Omega. And I got a call from Mom saying that my sister was in the hospital, and that she wanted me to come out, so... I did not make the Limbus run, and I went out. My sister had a pulmonary embolism in her lung. So she was in the hospital for a few days, and I went out there every day and just kind of hung out with her and stuff. So I didn't get to play at all this week, and I'm so tired. Oh, just yawning, just thinking about.
Man, you just said that, just and I'm like, get this,
wow. Yeah, so
she's tired.
She's right. Okay now.
She's out of the hospital now. She's okay. She has to like give herself blood thinner shots twice a day for the next couple of days, which kind of sucks. But she's not in the hospital anymore, so that's good. So crisis averted.
Auga.
Yeah.
What?
Alright, let's go on into our emails. First email.
Hey, I'm late, so I don't have to read any.
Right.
No, you're going to read all of them.
winner.
First email comes from Rini. Rini. Says, hello from Fenrir. Rini here. Rini Lanika? Rini Lanika is my character name. Just call me Rini. Says, I got linked to you guys from Noriko, who won you guys' caption contest, so after hearing the podcast, I thought I'd drop a line. I do have to say, I love Beast, and I totally agree with Steak. It just sucks until you get leave. And, well, okay, it gets boring unless you have a duo partner. My boyfriend Ditzy and I love doing weird stuff together on Beast.
oh, right.
And get the add-ons. The Nexus Cape is awesome. We have a mule that we tractor raised up by the ENM for brothers, so we use the Nexus Cape to get him, then wait 5 days and have one person walk up behind the ice wall and use them again. Easy travel for a fun ENM. Anyways, I'll try to say hello once in a while and try to listen to more. College 2 eats my time working on being an animator. Yay. That's really cool.
That's really cool.
Maybe we'll like call on you to do a little PFA animation. That'd be kind of sweet. Sorry for being weird and have a nice day, you crazy folks. Signed, Rini. Oh, and she's got a DeviantArt link here. I'm going to pop over here and check it out. Oh, that's nice. Well, that's really cool. Oh, that's some talented drawing there. I'm digging it. Uh-huh.
Okay, we've got him distracted for a while. Let's go.
All right, our next email comes from Klaxon from Fenrir. Says, I've continued working my way through your older episodes, and I wish I had made faster progress because I just heard what I'm sure would have been an instant win in the caption contest. Hey, Nabuto, you want to turn that up? Also,
Nabuto.
Nabuto. Nabuto.
Now we have a rare treat for you. It's the last known recording of Michael Jackson. No, they cut that. But that has the Toy Story 3 sneak peek. Yeah, they cut all of it. You can't show it. Well, what do we have? Chapoopy.
Fine. Anyway,
I didn't. Okay. Totally caught me off guard with that whole Chapoopy and Buddha thing. Also, it's interesting to hear how your show and the game has changed over the years, like the topics you discuss. The things you were doing in the game and what segments didn't make it to the present time, such as talking about baby chocobos, the top 10 lists, babies in drawers, and Steak plugging the Vanadio Collection 2007. If you listen, wow. Can't talk too well.
Listening is a good thing.
You listen closely. You can hear from your
love
eyes.
A good rolling. Listen.
If you listen, you can hear what?
You can hear Fusion's eyes rolling.
Yeah, so, you can.
I really think you should bring back the top 10 list, and I have an idea for your first one. It says, things not to do in Vanadio. For example, Aga spells in the Sacrum. As for how the game has changed, I just listened to the episode titled Rafflecopter, where Chin Fusion and Steak all said Monk is one of the best DDs in the game, and I was shocked and disappointed this week to hear Chin say, Monks are useless. What the heck happened? Keep up the good work.
It's I'll called the know. Two-handed update, sir.
It's true. Keep up the good work, and I'll let you know if I find Fusion bashing any other gear.
Like scorpion harnesses and food.
That was
so hilarious. It was like 4 years ago now, but oh my, how far we've come.
You're done.
Huh?
What? You're out.
We're sorry. Your call cannot go through. Please check the number and try your call again.
Hello, John. Hello, John. Hello, John.
Who's okay. John?
John, that hurt.
What?
Alright.
It's kind of like a ride.
Alright. Today's random moment is brought to you by
Jurassic Park.
What?
Hello, John. Oh, hello, John. Oh, it's Mr. DNA. From your blood. You didn't say the magic word. You didn't say the magic word.
Okay.
And lost.
Alright, next email.
Wow.
This next email comes from Flowdrop of Balfour. It says, "What's up, PFA? It's been a while since I sent an email or even listened to you guys. Not sure why I stopped, but I started listening again and loving it as always. So, the Shadow Lord BC has been up on Balfour and people are spamming it. But one thing that JPs do that everyone else wouldn't do, want to guess what it is? Standing in line for the BC."
We talked about this last week, yeah.
I'm sure you guys talked about it before, but where I'm getting at is, would you stand in line or would you cut and spam the door? During JP hours, there have been over 200 people in the throne room and seeking in the long lines that I've seen. Why even wait if you know Conquest Tally is coming up in 4 hours and you're stuck in a line wasting your peace? Do you see SE fixing the problem, or are they just going to look the other way? If Chin is there, read this too. Well, Chin is here, so that applies.
That's true, she is here now.
Let's decode the secret message for Chin.
I have my decoder ring. Do you have one on you?
Chin, I have a thief question for you. Since Trial of the Magians, I was looking at thief daggers, and a thief friend of mine thinks the dagger with strength and attack would be a little better than Blau offhand. So would you do X-Knife/Blau, or get the Magian dagger and offhand that instead of Blau? Thanks again, PFA crew, from Flowdrop.
I don't have it pulled up right now, but...
Damage 25, plus 9, delay 195, minus 5, strength 4, attack 4.
34 base damage, it's 1 base damage more than Blau. It's got 4 strength and 12 attack instead of the, like, 5 accuracy and... Was it 15 attack or 18 attack that the Blau has?
Honestly, if you have the accuracy, then hell yes. But... Yeah. I have quite the issue with accuracy on my thief, and I've got, you know, cap dagger merits, finally.
I've been working on
this. I've got the best accuracy gear you can have, for the most part. And I still have issues. Sometimes. I mean, obviously, salvage, there's no issues. Dynamis, there's really an issue.
All depends on what you're fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been working on this dagger myself as a means for going hand in hand with the Blau, and I think I'm not going to use it to replace the Blau yet because I don't have a higher base damage dagger and anything else I'd want to offhand with it. But I think it probably could if you have the accuracy. Like me, I've been dropping accuracy looking for places to put more attack. So I would probably do it. But it really depends on the rest of your gear. But it is, I would say it is pretty darn close to the Blau.
You could just make it and just try them both and see which one you prefer without selling it, sell it after. That's what I'd probably do.
Hey, there was like 45 Blaus up the day of that update, once people saw the end product.
Yeah, I bet.
F this Blau! And you know what's going to happen? Everyone's going to have, like, no Blaus, and they're going to be like, okay, well, you can upgrade this now.
That's what's gonna happen. Like when
you can throw some extra damage and attack on there.
Same exact thing that happened to Hagen when the occasionally attack twice ones came out. They're like, oh, it's better. Well, it's like, yeah, for merits when you should be using a polearm. Like, some people, if it gets them out of the 1.5 mil or whatever, I can understand that fine, even if, and the thing too with Hagen is, something new comes out and it's like, oh, Hagen is still better by like point something percent, just by a little teeny bit. So I can see where some people, may not care as much or whatever, but, considering that we're going to get more branches with these weapons in the next update, I wouldn't be selling any. I'm not even buying any big gear like between now,
which is next month. It's not like 3 months away anymore. It's next month.
Right.
Well, we're addressing the other question in this post about the BC entrance and everything. On my server this week, we had Fiat Lux, and I think the Japanese people were the only people that tried to organize line. Other than that, the way one of my friends kind of described it when he went up there to do it, he said it's like going to Walmart on Black Friday and trying to get the last Tickle Me Elmo off the shelf. People are just cutting each other off and getting cutthroat trying to get into the BC. They don't give a crap who's...
Depending on, I mean, if there was... If more than half of the people were doing it, I would probably get it too. But if for the most part, if everyone was in line, I would probably be... I don't know. I might. But if it was something where, like they described where, 4 hours till Conquest Tally and then it may not be there anymore, then yes, I would be doing everything possible to try and get in there.
If I went there and it was like a long line, I'd be like, yeah, I'll come back at like 4 in the morning on Monday or something like that, A time when it's not going to be so congested.
I think it's funny to see like while they still haven't learned that when you add really good gear, everyone wants to do it.
Well, see, the problem is that there's a limit on the amount of instances. And considering that this is, Throne Room, it's based on an older BC. I'm not sure if it goes by, the older BC thing where, there was actually just a bunch of little BCs kind of spread out in that single area, so it just helped for people the different, battlefields kind of spread around, or if it's, actual instances or not. I'm not sure how it does it for Throne Room.
Can't you enter the same BCM, like if you're using seals, as someone else?
The way they have it set up now is that if you enter the same BCNM as somebody else, they have various instances, well not really instances, but iterations of the same BCNM field scattered across an actual physical zone. And each BCNM fight that takes place in that zone occupies one of those things. So say if we were in Watern Shrine and I was trying to do the Turtle KSNM and you were trying to do the 2-3 Dragon, we could both do that simultaneously, but if we were both trying to do the KS Turtle, then it wouldn't work.
Really?
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does.
WTF.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
That's true.
You can make it BCNM's instance, then, add more room on the server.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably just spam. I don't have, 4 or 5 hours to stand in line.
It reminds me of when NPCs first came out, when they had the BC.
We had a line.
In Gelsby, yeah. I've seen pictures of people just in a line.
We had a line in Gelspa, and there was a line in, I think it was Eldium. There's a skeleton you gotta fight.
Yep.
Oh, the Necropolis with the skeleton, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wow, this is awesome. And then I didn't realize that you couldn't go back in to help people, so I ended up going in with a level 30 white mage buddy. And I think it capped you at 40, so he had to fight that dragon all by himself. Fun times.
What a champion.
The difference between then and now, though, is back then with the NPC lines, with that Gelfa visa, you could only really go in with one person until, the next morning they realized that they had screwed up. And they're like, okay, you can take 3 people in now just because of the lines. Mm. And that didn't actually stay that way. It went back to one person after that.
Mm-hmm.
But with Fiat Lux, you have six slots that you can go in with, so theoretically shouldn't be as bad. But
so six people can be doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
Six different instances.
You can take a full party in.
Mm. Oh. Okay.
I don't even need that from what we're hearing. Only four people. Which is ridiculous. Like, when you think about it, like, campaign requirements aside, like, for this really nice gear, you can, like, beat it with four people. Like, that sounds kind of crazy.
Hey, man, the wave of the future is low, man.
I'm not saying it's bad or anything. You know, it's just surprising, you know, from what we've, you know, had in the past, looking at stuff with, you know, like Einar Jahr or, you know, just Kings or whatever, with, you know, the minimum number of people you need for this gear versus, you know, people going with four people and getting nocturne and stuff. Like, that's kind of crazy.
That helm is better than the Orc SCNM helm in every possible way.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely like to get all those pieces.
Cool. Alright, that's all the emails that we have. Teela, are you still awake?
Oh, I'm flagging now. Sorry.
It's alright. Don't worry about it.
She's trying to decide, am I awake?
We're almost done.
No.
I've got my eyes propped open with matchsticks.
Picture it didn't happen.
Don't blink too fast, you might light yourself on fire.
Yeah, exactly. Good confusion. All right, that is our show for this week. Just as a reminder, this episode will be posted to our contributors tonight. And then, you know, those non-contributors who want to listen to the episode have to wait until Wednesday to listen to the show. But if you would like to become a contributor, all you have to do is visit our contributor page to find out more about becoming a contributor. And then you can get the episode out. You can get the episode early, like tonight, if you want.
Right now.
Right in like 10 minutes. You know, usually we finish the show, take a bathroom break, and come and post it for our lovely contributors.
Word.
That's how we do. Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com. Thank you very much, Seo, for joining us this week.
Anytime.
Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give?
Again, to Azrael for being awesome at polling.
Sweet.
And letting me coordinate these summon burns.
Summoner burning is awesome. It's true.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
Goodnight.
Later.
I got a little something I'd like to lay on, y'all.